tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes, all right. We made it to the after show here. I'm your host V. I'm joined with my co-host, Rob D.
His folks.
The big D. You know, when you know you're screwed when you get the big D. And, you know, having the B is not such a good thing either, but you're really screwed when you get us together.
You get BD. Terminal truth time. That this red pill, if you take the blue one again after that, it won't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay woke.
Oh, wow. See, now, I want to get people to join. Oh, do we still have Dr. Kelly on the line, by the way?
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you that a really cool thing I discovered is that if the chicken has blue legs, the shell of the egg is bluish green, and if it's a yellow leg or golden leg chicken, then it pretty much lays the light brown eggs, and it was pretty cool. So I called the blue leg chicken, I named her Eunice for her blueness, and then Goldie was the other gal. Just a random trivia there. So whatever color the legs are, that's what the eggs are.
I don't know. I may not be old enough, or maybe I don't know. That's over my head, but whatever. You learn new things every day.
I did not know that.
Wow. Well, you know, I want to get people to call in. If you've got anything you want to discuss, now is the time. Phone number is 800-313-9443. And, yeah, we'll get a discussion on here. I want to say this. You ordered the yellow vest, okay, with the letters on it already, or did you put them on?
Or no, I found a site that had a sale that was on from Groupon or something like that, and you could get customized yellow vest for your company. So this is what I put on it. They weren't all that expensive. Well, marketable.
Okay.
But it took a while to come, so I had left England and forgotten about it. It was given back to me when I did my laundry the other day. It was so nice to do laundry in a washing machine. I've been doing them in a sink.
Well, I'm surprised they're not putting people in vest like that with this COVID thing. But no.
Yeah, really?
Well, we got... What was it? 8,000? Like, I think the real numbers are like 8,000 people have got it within, I think, within a year. The real numbers, 8,000, I think 800 of those people actually died of this exaggerated flu. Cold. So, I mean, I really am tired of seeing these people of virtue signaling all over the internet. Can we just And I know a lot of you are really, when I say a lot of you, I mean the personalities out there, these people who have to have their cult of people and constant attention on them. You know, they have to make everything about them. You as a celebrity, quasi-celebrity, whatever, you don't take tragedies and then spin them around and make them all about you, or you just sing your songs and, you know, the stuff that makes you want to gag. I just, can we, I know where certain people gotten to where they are because they did well on the casting couch. They're able to do what they're told, to be put up in a pantheon for us sheeple to worship. And, you know, like Kardashians, for example. It's kind of cliche using them as an example, but that's what it is. I'm sick of these people in the spotlight. And I love it when they give out their expert opinions. Oh.
What Bill Nye said.
Bill Nye.
Bill Doctor. Dr. Frankenstein Gates says. Really? Oh. We're taking advice from people that ain't doctors. You know, when we're not allowed to give advice because we're not doctors.
Yeah.
I wonder if they sent Rob to England because we were making fun of the common scold and the cucking stool. Maybe they're ready for you to teach them the ropes once again.
Find one that's been mothballed in a castle. We'll just wheel it out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't take you long to get a scold here. The people here are well body snatcher. That's what I call it, the body snatcher reaction. If you've ever seen that old movie with Donald Sutherland in it, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, if you were not one of the alien people that came out of one of these pods, The people would, if they noticed, you would point your finger, open their mouth, and a yell would come out of their mouth. And that's what I see happening here now. And England's really bad. And then people want to be tattletaling on each other, snitching. The year of the rat is come to fruition. Because everybody's telling on their neighbors if they don't like each other. So this is a very important time to stay in good with your neighbors. Don't be telling on each other. You know, they're getting you that, I don't know what any other way to put it, but it's a very communist type attitude, you know, to be telling on somebody because they're not doing what they're told. There's no other way to put it. We're not doing what we're told, so we get the scold.
Was actually going to ask if you see any Karens around. I'm glad Kelly
talked to Karens here.
Yes, there are women walking around with a circle and the line crossed through, you know, over the name Karen, spray in their hair, spray painted. I don't know markers. I don't know what they're using, but it's in their hair and designs. No Karen. So, have you seen that, Doctor?
You can get a fade. You know, get like a little fade done in your hairdo. No Karens, or perhaps a henna tattoo. You know,
on the back of the neck. Can I just henna a barcode on the back of my neck and get it over with?
Oh,
did they make pieces big enough sage to smudge the whole planet at once?
Well, hey, listen. I really want people calling in, call in, and definitely get donations for Rob here. I want to go to the first caller, and this is Reb on the line, guys.
It's Reb, Boat Scout Reb, and he was talking about his neighbors. They'd sell us out in a minute, and they know we're federal witnesses for the top of the U.S. government, so they can't. And we would be sold out. And speaking of sellouts, Bubba read over. Say again?
Reb, why are they hating on you so much, Reb?
Well, we're like targeted individuals. You know about that. And the doctor knows about that. So we're targeted. Didn't you know that? I mean, I told you, we're targeted individuals. But the 911 people were told by a federal agent, stay away from us. And that means everyone who's the badges and guns and the fire freaks and the damn doctors and the ambulance drivers. We're not supposed to be near them. We're not taking those shots. We're exempt. But what he was saying about your neighbors, they say one thing, but then this is the Soviet Colorado, and they'll call somebody behind your back, or they'll watch you get taken away. That's what's coming to America if we don't do our job. But like I said, you were talking about Bubba coming on your show and everything, and we talked to the Pentagon. I was talking to the National Command Center, and they hung up, but Bubba said something and made her hung. She said something about we're driven to victory or something, and then they said, oh, I know about you three. You're the ones who drive that van. I said, yeah, Bubba wants to drive that. She don't have a driver's license. You know, the A-team van. So they started talking about, like, oh, we know you. I said, yeah, Bubba's the van driver. She would, even though she doesn't have a license, I'm like the colonel, and Scout's like Faith, and our Murdoch is in Cape Canaveral, Florida, who can drive any of those aircraft. Even he's been at the space shuttle simulator, so that's their Murdoch. We don't break them out, and the three of us could be like that, except those rifles. Somebody said those are Galil rifles, and they always shoot out the tires of who's ever following them. We can't do that, or hold out one of those 23-pound M60 rifles one-handed. We don't do what they do. So driving around the van, that's about all we could do, and Bubba said she's studying up on these traitors in America. She wants to talk, but not on the radio until she talks to the, and they hung up before she could say something. And she's going to comment on this treason that's been going on in America since they installed the United Nations in 1945. And because you brought up neighbors, we can't talk to our neighbors about this. This is something, it's not classified, but she has to discuss it. Even before she could talk to the White House, she would be discussing it with the top brass at the Pentagon about the sellout. Now, you could say, well, they're probably bureaucrats who are in on it, in your point of view. That could be true, but at least she can explain it right down through, like, those articles written in 2010, the New American, oh, it's called the American Conservative, not the New American, but it's on the Internet, July 1st. 2010, McCain and the POW-MIA cover-up, which is a follow-up to the Eisenhower sellout with Nixon and the Nixon surrender in 1972 and leaving behind those POWs unaccounted for. Bubba, she puts this all together and sees how we've been stalled out. And so this is just the latest manifestation. We're being stalled out on this stupid virus, even though Mr. President... Say again?
Yeah, we are. We're totally sold out, just like you said.
And that's why I want to... Now, Bubba, I'm telling you, she sounds... When they talk to her at the Army War College, she sounds like she's from the Strategic Center for Strategic and International Studies. She just... But she's a barbaric bitch, but and she's proud of it, and she bosses her buddy Scout around, but she's two-faced, and she can talk like that. And actually... She makes me, you know, I'm a warmonger when you hear me, but she makes me sound like an anti-war activist when she's really talking. That's why she prefaces it in front of the brass with her analysis of the sellout. And then that leads into her discussion of the use of this total firepower to annihilate the enemy. I'm telling you, you know the way I sound. And I say, well, we want them dead. We want them killed. We're going to bring in everything they got. We're going to spend every cent killing every single one of these 911 bastards. I'd say that over. But she'll make me sound like an anti-war activist when she gets through. But she has a way to lead up to it, and that'd be good. But she, even though it's not classified, she has to talk to the top brass, because then it'll get somewhere. Then you heard her on original broadcast. She summarizes things quickly, but this is a discussion that even the White House wouldn't understand. It would have to be analyzed and talked to the president about this. He might know about it, but he doesn't know the terms and the specifics, how it just got here. So, he knows McCain was an enemy, and he almost got to be president. He was a total traitor. How does that happen? Can you imagine how many strings were pulled by the Republican Party? We're talking about the conservatives to get him to be running for office, the highest office in the land, after they knew he was a traitor and a sellout. And we had some interesting but not confirmed reports about what led to his death. We don't know for sure. We can't, so I'm not going to mention it. But that's another thing. Bubba can categorize that and put it in those terms. And if Dr. Kelly knows about the sellout, we'd like to hear her opinion. And that's what we want to discuss. And you just said it. Rob knows. We've been sold out, and we're being sold out this very minute, even though Mr. Leader went running back to the White House, we heard today. And I asked about that in the National Command Center. They just said they didn't want to comment. But something's going on.
What do you think about this? Okay.
I think that as you were discussing, Rob, we were talking about the Denver DIA, Denver International Airport, and a thought occurred to me. Remember Logan's Run when they were escaping from the Bubble City? And they had to go through the frozen world with the winter guy, and he's like, oh, I'm eating plankton and sea greens, except that he was, munching on the people there. And I had a kind of almost a flashback of the scene in Logan's Run and the airport at DIA. You can unload your skis and your snowboards, but it's almost like a conveyor belt that you could put people in, because it's like about a 6 or 7 foot tall by 2 foot wide carousel, and it's just an odd place. I feel for you, Red.
Yes, I can agree. I can see how that can be used that way, the oversized baggage area. It's got a bigger X-ray detector, bigger conveyor belt, more heavy duty. Yeah, and we know about tunnels underneath there. It'd be very easy to convey the needs of to feed the I don't have any nice way of putting it. Human bodies are being consumed by people around this planet, and those conveyors would be very handy for that.
I've just been on the underground train there, but below that is probably what other stuff going on, below those underground trains. You mean the ones between the concourses, and there's something below them? You believe that?
I believe there's big tunnel system, like deep underground military base, like a dump. It is underneath there, like a whole city underneath that.
Lucifer
out there, that statue of the blue horse with the red eyes out at the gate.
Oh, yeah. But last time I was on, I heard the doctor say she's like a world-type class skier or something. So she's been up to those mountains, too, and skiing there, doctor?
Oh, yeah. Copper Mountain, Colorado, baby.
Oh, Bubba is the only one of us that dared go to Winter Park. I stood on a board up in a ski resort, like a 5-degree slope. I didn't batten it down,
and it rolled a little, and I said, I don't ever want to do this. But Bubba, she put on skis, and she went down the hill at Winter Park. Right? I wasn't there with her, but I'll take her word. She's the one that went to Hawaii of the three of us, and I said, well, did you get your 12-foot giant board and do Waimea on the north shore of Oahu? She said, no. She said, but that's what we want to do. We want to get to watch Bubba do the big surf when it's wild in the winter time at Waimea. We'll get a 12-foot board. We want to see you try that. And would you ever try that, Waimea, when it's up?
Oh, I'm all about this foil surfing thing, you know, like the hydrofoil and like Derek Dorner and all the cool Laird Hamiltons and all those rad North Shore dudes. And Calvin Clark's little brother, Jeff, who's the master of Mavericks out here on the near Half Moon Bay. Oh, it's all about
foil. You're in Hawaii now?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, I thought you said out on Half Moon Bay. I thought you were in Oahu.
No, this is Half Moon Bay in just below Pacifica, San Francisco, back in the day.
Oh, I've seen.
I've got another caller that's waiting. Reb, it's been great talking with you tonight. I don't want to be, you know, quick on or anything. But we try to talk as we can.
Yeah, could you talk us up? Because we want to talk to the joint team.
Reb.
Yeah.
Reb, I used to have the 18 van at the big van. You know, I didn't have a license either. And, yeah, I rode all over these people. Just to let you know. we got to take another caller. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Sound came on. Yeah. Dr. Kelly, you mentioned Logan's Run. Well, I know y'all don't like God talking to people, but he told me about that. And And when I got here, I found out it was halfway filmed here in Fort Worth. They have this big thing that goes way down in the ground, and it's waterfalls. And when they got through running, they came out in the water, in the water garden here in Fort Worth. And I noticed really weird things because when this whole lockdown started and everybody started calling anybody over 65 comorbid and they should just get on out of the way, that's what they were doing. That's what they were doing in the movie, getting rid of the old people. And they showed right in the middle of our leftist liberal, you know, newspaper at that time, they told about that movie being made here. And they showed the actors sitting there. And the thing you remember the most is that the people who escaped had never seen an old person before, and they got out and saw old people. Now, what in the world would they start talking about Logan's Run after all these many years in the middle of the newspaper when they started this here old people just need to get out of the way idea?
Yeah, that's pretty odd. And I rode my bicycle to the mall to see that movie all by myself when I was about 10 or 11. And it was weird. And it's just, I've been thinking about some of these things lately, that there are a handful of people that will actually tell the truth continually and not change their story, and that's their story and they're sticking to it. And it's even though it's just a sliver of what is really going on, at least we get that, you know, view or vision, or, you know, at least people were trying to do their part.
Oh, I didn't get that out of it. I just got the fact that it came up here in the water garden. Because I was here then, you know, when I found out about the movie. And I just remember that you couldn't get over 30. You had to die. You had to try to run, or you had to just go and be killed. You don't remember that part?
Yeah, funny. Yeah, they wanted to just say, oh, here, life is, you know, here's your life, and this is it. And, man, they really, as far as the control and the bubble city and that, their transportation that was all controlled and, boy, nobody, we don't want any part of that. So I'm glad that Logan did run and that he took Jessica with him. And then he found...
Well, you know, I don't know if anybody remembers, but there was some very wealthy people here that went over to Arizona and they tried to make a bubble city and tried to live in it. And I don't know what they're all up to, tell you the whole truth. I mean, I do believe from the fact that that was right in the middle of that newspaper at that time, that the fact that they do want to get rid of anybody who can remember what used to be the truth.
Can I ask you something, Pat?
Okay.
If you're over 65, you've paid into a system that guaranteed your security, not as a benefit, but as an entitlement. Do you feel now that that's being stolen from you since this lockdown has come on?
Well, I was 78, and no, nothing's stolen from me. I mean, you had to pay Social Security all your life, but all of a sudden, you're on the take for some reason or other. And I thought it was an insurance policy, you know? But no, because, well, it's just a crooked world, and you just don't pay up when it comes to it. You know, like Ron Paul said, he sent a tube to this guy over here who was pretty famous, telling everything going on. He said, this penny in this tube, I want to tell you, this was probably about 12, 14 years ago. He said, I'm just being dramatic because I'm trying to show you this is more than is in the Social Security thing, because the Democrats have been robbing it for 40 years. So everything going out's got to come in. And I guess they knew they were going to do all this to us, and there wouldn't be that much coming in, so they had to get rid of anybody getting it.
So you've seen a lot of different administrations of governments in your years. Do you feel there's ever been actual change that benefited you in your entire lifetime from a changing of hands in government?
Well, when I got here, I started working on Texas. I knew it had been messed with. It had been 150 years Democrat. And Washington had been 40 years Democrat, and they weren't going to accept any change whatsoever. So talk about being targeted. All of a sudden, people decided that they just had to have a party. And so they waited until the Republicans had to go home for their afternoon toddy, and then they took over the Republican Party because it was going nowhere. Homeschoolers, you got all those people out there right now. You know, they're Trumpsters, and they were a homeschooler could call a talk show, and you can tell him from anybody else at his age that he's been homeschooled. And not only that, Ron Paul got a whole bunch of young people up there. I thought, oh, well, they probably just want to go over there to the bar because, you know, it's right in the same hotel. But no, man, they knew just when to yell. So you got all the Ron Paul people out there now. And I'm telling you that they probably let the president out of the hospital because they couldn't stand all the noise outside, the honking and everything, because they were out there praying for him for all hours and out there again today.
Financial burden and
cost. Before he left. I don't know.
Commercial break here.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Ken. We usually don't take this commercial break.
I was just hearing the music.
I think that people have been praying for a good government, and I think Trump is it. I wasn't for him at first, but you know, I've heard so much, and I see that he is pick. I think they call it Cyrus in the Bible. I don't know, Dr. Kelly, if you know about that. He was the king that they needed, but he wasn't perfect. He's not God. But it's what they needed at the time.
Pat, I want to ask you this before I forget. there's a commune in Siberia, okay? There's a guy who claims to be the new coming of Jesus. Former Russian specialist, I believe. Has this large, you know, beautiful acreage, lots of land. He's got people. They all worship him as Jesus Christ. And I actually watched a documentary on this years ago. Vice documentary. As crap as their documentaries are. But yeah, the camp got raided quite recently. It's in the recent news. How do you feel about that?
Well, I studied the Bible for a long time because God told me to, and I try to obey. And if I don't understand this, somebody probably that does, or he'll tell me what it means. But he said there are going to be people coming in his name that'll say, and they'll say, he's out in the desert, come out here. And he's going to say, don't go not. He said, go not out. That's nothing. That's just normal. It was really bad quite a while ago. All kind of people. That's going to happen. So that's why I tell kids and people, just learn the Bible while they'll still let you have it. I don't know if you can bury it somewhere in a Tupperware, you know, when they come to take it. But you got to have it in your heart, you know, or somewhere in the back, and then say, Holy Spirit, what was that scripture? If not, I found out that's one thing I can't get straight on Google. That's about all I can get is a scripture on Google. Of course, if they hear me talking, they'll probably take that off too. You got to go to something else, start page or anything to find what you want. I mean, they're taking everything right now, and they're messing with us. They mess with my phone. They mess with – I'm not just paranoid. And they're messing with RBN right now.
I think there's going to be a trend, anything like that. If anybody's got their own thing going on, and I'm really hoping that I can navigate my way and get things done correctly so where I can stave off these vultures and these animals.
Well,
keep their distance. But I want, because anytime somebody wants to start their own world, you know, like David Koresh or somebody, they got to call in the shock troops and come in and destroy everything and plant evidence and destroy people that, because they aren't controlled by the system, and they're proving that a model of a moral society without government can exist.
Well, there's a lot about all that y'all don't know, but being here, we know. They wanted the land that they call their place in Waco. They wanted that land for that transatlantic highway to go over. Well, they wanted the land. I forgot why now. And so they planned this thing a long time. They had a snitch living there who got to be friends with them. Yeah. So there was that going on, I wasn't prepared to talk. I still do believe, though, I believe the Israeli symbol is the candles, whatever it's called right now. I was just about to go to sleep, but it's not the blue, the UN blue flag, UN star. That has nothing to do with Israel. it may be Israel now, but not the one in the Bible, okay? So I'm just saying that I don't know who didn't like that flag, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it. They tried to claim that they wanted money from the government. They had to show what they could do about it. But how come they planned it so long before that? A long time before they did that. There's all kind of things about it. And it was just nothing but a Christian school. It was a Christian school they were being taught about. Well, the number one thing, I think, is they saw all the races living together happily. They didn't want to tell you that the guy in charge of all the guns, they were gun dealers. That's another thing they didn't like. Oh, no, no guns. And the one in charge of all that was a black man. But you didn't know that all the time, that, you know, it was being flaunted all over. But really, I tell people, forget about Austin. If Austin wants to turn their town over to a bunch of people defecating on the street, or if they can't do any better than that, or people from all over the world or whatever they're doing down there to take out Texas, that's their problem. I'll just forget the Alamo and remember Waco, because Waco woke everybody up. Waco woke everybody up. Huh?
Yeah, Waco is definitely the new Alamo, for sure. I never really thought about
I guess if anybody says remember the Alamo, what they're saying, I'm being told by Mr. J.R. Moore, I think, that the thing about them was they didn't give up. They did not give up. And if you know the whole history of Texas, and I just learned, I had to learn it. I'm a transplant. And not that I wanted to come here or stay here. I tried to get out. But it was a pile of rocks, and Mexico couldn't do anything with it. So they asked these people, all these people, you know, famous people, my friend that is related to here, I just found out, to come here and do something with it. And they did. And they were under Mexico, and they were obeying the rules. They were under their constitution. But Mexico wouldn't do their half. They wouldn't do their part. And so I said, I guess that's just the old thing, you know, like we couldn't do anything with it, but now that you have, we got that thing out there in California, La Raza, and they're telling everybody that we took it away from them. No, not exactly the way it happened. If they would have... if they would have just gone along with their part of the deal, there wouldn't have been a problem.
Right.
And, so now there's a fight with the Mexicans, because they really, a lot of them are totally convinced that we took all these four states away from them, or this property from Arizona to California away from them.
This planet needs to grow up and let go of some of this past stuff that's causing all these headaches now.
Guys,
I didn't hear that.
Was no Donald Trump. He did not. His deal making was very bad. But I do have to say we have another phone call that we should probably get to. Pat, I want to thank you for calling in. I know you've seen a lot in your 78 years being on this planet, and I love that you call in and share, you know.
Well,
share
is caring. But everybody, y'all have a
break. Now listen, before you're all wiped out. All right. Let's go ahead and bring on the next caller.
Oh, hi. Got through the sonic gate. Hey, gracious hosts and hostesses. You know, I wanted to talk to you about Dr. Wynn Parker, who used to be on weekends. And that man was an education. I used to take notes. I think I told you before. But when you're talking about under Denver Airport there, and, he and I exchanged some emails and stuff, and then it would kind of influence some of what he talked about, because So, okay, well, it's out in the open now. So, like, you know, ones that aren't from around here, or maybe they are from around here, from under here. But anyway, he said there was a 9-foot-tall urinal under that airport. There's some big dudes. Some big dudes down there. And a lot of other things, but... Yeah, November 13th, 2017, my big, healthy-looking Plymouth Bard Rock rooster just had fallen off the perch, I guess in the night or the early morning, you know. And it didn't have any marks on him or anything. But Parker had often gotten a little riled about people having all their pet chickens but no roosters. He thought that was wrong, you know, that you should have the complete family, the complete set. And, you know, I've got two girls left from that union. But anyway, when that happened, that was 11/13/2017. And then his last live show was December 3, although in the archives it has 11/26. I don't know what happened to that show. And after that, he said, just keep playing, you know, like a soldier fading away, just keep playing my shows. So he did, but and I think I mentioned it on here because he's gone now, but he had said that Trump asked him to be his water czar, and he was known as the water baron, you know, because of what's going on with all the water and everything. And when he talked to Trump, a guy named Clay, no, anyway, yeah, maybe it was Clay. Anyway, out of Arkansas, caller. I never hear him anymore, but he had written letters to everyone in the Trump campaign telling them to get him on for an interview, get Parker on with Trump. And so he was on the phone with them in a flight up to Flint, Michigan, you know, when he was campaigning. And he thought it went on for like 20-30 minutes or so, but it went on for 90 minutes. He didn't know that. But, you know, and Trump being a builder, you know, an architect and or whatever, you know, realized that what he was saying, if you don't have quality water, you can't build quality buildings. The concrete will crumble, you know, and different, you know, as well as health and everything. It was interesting. He was going to Flint, Michigan at the time. But so I often wondered if he didn't get drafted or accepted being drafted because his home was burned out there in fire in 2017 and apparently had gold stored in it and melted. And, but I had just always wondered about that. So when you said about chasing the vultures off, it reminded me of, you know, the 13th of September. I told you about the vultures circling, and I growled at them. And I couldn't help but wonder if that didn't relate, you know, because everything's connected with what's happening with Trump, that they're coming after him, but he's way strong. And they have a contingency plan going on. He may even be, you know, this could be a fill-in, you know. And, I mean, Saddam Hussein had 5 doubles, right? And may even be that's who got hanged, but one of them. But it's just funny because, you know, when he was visiting Walter Reed the one time with the blue suit and the blue tie, well, that's what this thing, when he got there, he's wearing that. So I think that was a pre-recorded. And what I'm trying to say is I really think maybe we're really going to start to see stuff hit the fan because it's about time. You know, they have stuff on everybody.
The thing about it is we're going to see a lot of natural disasters now.
Yep.
Well, not natural disasters, weather warfare. We're going to see the hurricanes, the earthquakes, et cetera, in the extremes, one after another. So as whatever countries need the vaccines, you know, the wind's going to force the vaccines on to these nations, which will be impoverished nations, and they're going to start doing their global... Well, not start, they've already started, but they're going to continue on with their genocide around the planet.
You know, they're not omnipotent. You know?
Well, I mean, people are going to attribute, you know, the Bible, the times, and all that.
Right.
I mean, fine. That's whatever. That's guess fine. But
guess what's happening right now, today?
By people. It's happening not out of their control. If everyone just woke up and saw everything for what it is, we could all stand up and say, no, we've had enough.
Well, if you quit watching the media.
I think you're right, V. I think we are going to see an uptick in a lot of these geoengineered events, you know, especially to allow the financial system to have a stranglehold on these small nation economies. Like, for an example, if I take like a country like Fiji, and I wallop them with a huge like Category 5 storm, and it destroys their port, they will have no way to rebuild that port unless they take out a loan from the IMF. And then the IMF will say, well, to take out this loan, you must guarantee that the blah blah amount of vaccines will be sold. You know, when you will mandate certain things to guarantee the sale, like the pharma dollar that I keep mentioning. And geoengineering is well used to promote the pharma dollar.
Sorcery.
That's sorcery. This is science of geoengineering.
Pharma is sorcery.
If I modulate a frequency, it's not like I drew a magic circle and performs
no,
various
pharma.
Ceremonies to use
pharma.
The science of...
Pharma is sorcery.
Well, all righty then. How about this sorcery we're using to talk on this Skype thing today, this technology?
Just say no. People didn't watch all the media. They wouldn't buy all this hype. And this is still a nothing burger. Viri or debris, nothing more. Positive does not mean active. I think they're using this. There's two things here going on. There may have been some sort of poison spread at one of these get-togethers, like with Amy Vivian Coney Barrett, or they may be using this to keep the whole group around Trump away from danger and to go on with the next phase. I would really like to see the whole system come down, the money and all the... filthy, you know. I think I sent that to you, V, about the adrenochrome. But that site was taken down, and a few people have saved it different places. But there's 30 pages there. You know, listing the kids and individually the children. You know, and it was in the four countries: Canada, Costa Rica, Mexico, and this country. And some of them are in military bases. They're Gitmo, they're in different corporations, and, you know, they're holding them detention, they have numbers on them, and it's just so sick, you know? This one company, CYM, it's caring youth, and youth is money, and money is freedom.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing any testimonials from parents that have gotten their children back. This is bothering. Are all these children being found? Were all of them raised underground? You know, they just force women to have children and then torture those babies and stuff. I have to wonder these things. I'm hearing that they're being found, but I'm not seeing the testimonials.
Well, I don't think they'll be given back to parents. And some of them never really came from parents. They were bred and raised.
Not going to go into the Child Protective Services, which snatches them to begin with. So it's a vicious circle from tunnel to tunnel.
Child Procurement Services.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah. But I really can't help but stay optimistic. You know,
no, I'm not going to sit back and trust the plan while I can still react and I still have a voice I can use to speak out.
Listen, this Q thing, all it is a bunch of news articles and things you can find that are better than Drudge ever was. Queer Messiah Drudge, and he's even worse than ever now. I mean, with
it's
all
like
of them...
Instagram game. Guessing game every day. This, you know, if there's somebody that's got something to tell us, they should be a real person that we can actually talk to offline and talk to about these things, not just like blah, blah, and everything. with the 10 days of darkness from April, those being said that the internet was going to go down for 10 days. People were actually saying goodbye. I'll see you later. Blah, 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 blah. It never happened. Now this is the 10 days of darkness. It's so loosely interpreted Revelations type chapter of our lives almost. It's cult-like.
Just like this Logan's Run movie. It's from back then, but it was forecasting now. It's basically predictive programming that makes you accept what's going on. And a lot of these things,
Orwell, that's even further back predicting what's going on today.
Blair, yeah. And, he lived with Koestler, was it? The one that did the 13th Tribe, I think. And maybe it wasn't him, Koestler, yeah. And so a lot of this dystopian stuff, they kind of breed amongst themselves. And, actually his wife, Blair Orwell's wife, I guess had a child with this guy. So, they're just also, some morals, please. Morals? Morals would be nice.
I've got a brilliant idea. I think that we need a printed calendar that the Liberty Man and the Health Ranger can, I want to know when these weird asteroids are going to, I want to know the day the asteroid's going to hit the volcano so I can plan appropriately.
Hey, listen, Liberty Man says Wisconsin has to go. All their Navy maps, they predict that, the lakes are all going to come down through here. They might be right, and they might be full of stuff, too. So.
Yeah, do you have a canoe and a kayak and a surfboard and surfboard?
That's what I was thinking. Or maybe I'll be an island.
You always make an ark.
Yes.
I'm not too worried about that.
I'm so glad that you called, because you definitely have the right perspective. You're always still cheery. I try to do the same. And I feel as though, I go through these days. I know we all go through these days where that altruism, yes, I'm doing this for mankind. I'm doing this for the future. I'm doing this for my children. I'm educating people. And then you just reach those blockheads. And it's like, wow, I kind of understand why the establishment wants to get rid of certain people. But then again, I have to just reel myself back. It's like, it's not their fault. They were made that way. The system designed them that way. Fortunately enough for me, and for other people who are awakened, they didn't, to be designed, to be groomed, and to, you can grow up and be your own person, even through all of that, once you awaken. And I'm glad for the people who do, because I stay optimistic, because I believe it's going to be people like that are going to continue living. I kind of believe the sheeple and the Illuminati are kind of going to cancel each other out at some point. And it's just going to be smart people left over. If we can,
the meek, right?
If we keep on doing that, the arm jab, that the stiff arm, Heisman Trophy style, and just get new life, I think we can do it. Avoid the vaccines, avoid the GMO, avoid all the crap. I think we actually might make it. And if we make it in large enough numbers, I think we can, that many intelligent people, I think we could kind of usurp power and bring our species back to reality again in a natural state, hopefully of evolution and not de-evolution like we're headed towards now, and checking us with animal biological agents.
They want to put worms in us. They want worm DNA in us. Because that's as lonely as life they can.
The worms grow out.
Hey, listen, just today, the New Madrid Fault, right, around that area is heating up. All kind of seismic stuff. So whether it's being, controlled that way or not. But then another thing, too, you know how they're talking about asteroids and stuff? Well, they're putting up all these satellites, and some of them they're launching in the opposite direction. Hello? You get a bunch of them bumping into each other, that's going to come down just like a meteor. You know?
There is a concern about satellites being destroyed by space junk and creating more space junk and a domino effect destroying the, our satellite infrastructure and destroying our ability ever getting off the planet ever again. I think Prison Planet is really going to be a prison planet. We got to stop satellites. No more. We were supposed to be finding alien life forms, okay? Off in space. NASA was not supposed to be used as a delivery truck driver for mass implantation of surveillance. NASA...
And pain.
And draining the American people's pockets... The worst thing of all of it, we pay for our own enslavement and demise. No, we got to say no more.
Yep.
We actually may be practicing for that. I'm glad people came out for the George Floyd slaying, whether it was a hoax or not. I'm glad people marching, rallying against the quarantine or the had to wear a mask and now vaccines, there people are marching against that. So I think they tried to condition us, but we're reverse conditioning ourselves. So these people know.
Well, here's the thing. The reason protests don't work is because you put an anti. Anytime you go anti, you give power to that thing. The peace movement in the 60s, they had to pull off the Manson, which was an op, and you can read about that, Miles Mathis tape. They had to kill the pro-peace movement. So they had to pull that off, and that's what Manson was all about. And he, come on, last time he said something live, he said he copied his owners, and he said, black dogs turn to be on top.
We don't have time for that one. Listen, I love to talk about that, but we don't have the time. We are at the end of the show. So I want to thank everybody for calling in and such a wonderful conversation. We'll do it again tomorrow night. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sin, the sin see, the word of God.